Moncrief on News Talk.
In advance of the Oasis gig, Richard Ashcroft was spotted walking round Stephen's Green in the company of some Irish wolfhounds. They weren't his own dogs. It is apparently a thing you can do. Hire some wolfhounds as part of a walking tour. Pickled with jealousy, Henry McKean declared if it's good enough for the former Verve frontman, it's good enough for him, and he sent us this report.
I wanted to shout out the guy who lent me his Irish wolfhounds for my last Instagram post. A lot of people think I've now got seven Irish wolfhounds.
Seven?
Yeah, but this guy's got this a wonderful fellow we met walking around Dublin. He does guided tours. I think it's called the Irish Wolfhound Experience. Shout him out because he's not getting a lot of... Everyone just thinks I flew. I don't know how they think I got him on Aer Lingus. So I just to clear that up, I have got some dogs, but they're not... I don't have seven Irish wolfhounds, and I didn't fly them to Dublin. I just want to thank the guy from the Irish Wolfhound Experience in Dublin. If you ever are there in Dublin, you're missing your dog, and you want a guided tour with a massive Irish wolfhound, he's the man to go to.
That was Richard Ashcroft clearing up why he was walking seven Irish wolfhounds around Dublin during the recent Oasis Live 25 tour, which he was performing as a support act, chatting to Chris Evans on Virgin Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne from the Wolfhound Experience.
Wayne, tell me how this all started. Tell me about yourself.
So, I had a passion for Irish wolfhounds many, many years ago, and it took me till COVID to make my decision to start the Wolfhound Experience.
Yeah.
So you've started the Wolfhound Experience. I have a confession to make. I saw the wolfhounds in the paper with Richard Ashcroft and in a tabloid, and I was like, oh, look at these beautiful animals. He's got five massive dogs he takes on tour. And my wife corrected me and said, no, that's an actual tour of these beautiful dogs.
Okay, so Richard just contacted us. He's an absolute gentleman, by the way, a big dog lover. He wanted to get his steps in, so we accompanied him down we met him at O'Donoghue's, because he made his way to O'Donoghue's, okay, and then from O'Donoghue's, we made ourselves down. So it was only a short visit, but I have to say, he was an absolute gent, and anyone who came up to us, he spoke to them and made time for everyone, okay, and he also expressed how much he loves dogs and the Irish people.
And they are so beautiful. You have this absolute love of them. Tell us about how you came up with the idea.
So I've always just had wolfhounds, and I've always been mad in love with history. So I always just find that wolfhounds open the door to history, and they belong to ancient Ireland. So that's just always fascinated me.
These are your dogs, these are your pets, and we've got some tourists that have actually come over to say hello. So you must have constant and utter attention.
I do. My wife says I have patience of a saint. But yeah, no, that's normal. I, for many, many years, could not get near an Irish wolfhound. For the reason is that every Irish wolfhound owner gets asked the same questions. But I just think they're a magnificent breed. Dogs, unfortunately, are part of trends. So we have things like the French Bulldogs at the moment, which is a beautiful dog. But we've got these fantastic nine Irish breeds. And the Irish wolfhound, I think, is the king of the canines.
And they are stunning. They're so relaxed. And for you, setting up this tour with your own pets, did you just wake up one morning and think, do you know what? I'm going to bring people on walks with me because I get stopped so much. How did it happen?
It was very similar, but it took till 2007.
Oh, you got a beautiful animal.
Hold on to the dogs. It's such a beautiful animal. But look, in 2007, I actually had the idea. But I wanted it, life took over, and then it took me till 2015 to get my first wolfhound. And then it was life, my life has gone in different directions, and it was with the change of what happened in COVID is why I then decided. I had five wolfhounds at the time.
So describe the Irish Wolfhound Experience. We're on it, we're here with people that have booked in to come on the tour. Tell us, what did you get up to?
So we just go on a gentle stroll and we talk about Irish dogs, Irish history, local history, and some mythological stories. Well, I've 12 Irish wolfhounds. Today we've six. So today we've got Tara, Mac, Brendan, Barra, Lunasa, and Dove.
You've got 12. How do you feed them all? Where do they sleep?
So I luckily was lucky enough bought a house down in Kells. beautiful parts of the country, and I have a Georgian house there. So these lads have their own three-bed apartment underneath the house, as it's an old Georgian house, and we've the old coach house at the back, which is all kennels.
What do you love about your job?
I just love hanging out with people. I love meeting people, and I love the aspect of the amount of dog guilt I used to have when I had my first job.
Because you were always at work.
Rushy, always at work, rushing home to do the bits, get the work done, get them out. Where now I'm out with the dogs every day, spend all the time with them, and now people are paying me to walk my dogs.
Fantastic. So can I come on the tour with you?
Absolutely, you're more than welcome.
You live in New Zealand and you're from the north. How come you decided to come out on this Irish wolfhound experience?
I decided to spend a couple of days in Dublin before getting the plane back to Auckland tomorrow. And I just saw on Instagram the wolfhound experience and thought it would be a fabulous way of having a bit of a walking tour and learning more about this beautiful animal, which I first met in Auckland. Actually, I've got a friend who's got one. So that was when I first was exposed to the dog, yeah.
So we're on the tour actually here at the Wolfhound Monument beside the Shelburne Hotel, and you've been handed a dog and you're delighted, aren't you?
Yes, he's beautiful. Big Mac, apparently. They seem very gentle and very lovely, yeah. And strong.
You're all very welcome to the Wolfhound Experience. My name is Wayne. We'll just go through the names of dogs again. You've got Big Mac, Barra, Tara, Dove, Lunasa, and Brendan. Okay, Dove is the Irish word for black, because you got Dublin, Blackpool, okay. Lunasa is the Irish word for August, and ladies, you'll be happy to know in old Irish law, you can have a test marriage from Lunasa to Lunasa, from August to August, for 1 year, and if that marriage didn't work out, that would be a yay or nay, okay, or you could go ahead with it. So before we had English common law, we had a law called Breton law, okay, and in old Ireland, these dogs had a very high value. Now, the reason I'm wearing this costume, first of all, is for dramatics. Second of all, is to cast your mind back to an ancient time, because these dogs belong to ancient Ireland, okay? So they really belong to the old kings of Ireland. And in Ireland, we would have had at one stage 150 to 180 kings, okay? So I often wondered, these dogs were only for nobility. So I often wonder if it was only one king, how would they keep the breed healthy? But considering there was 150 to 180 kings, plus, if you're an Irish warrior, you're allowed two, and if you're a poet, you're allowed two as well. Okay, so there would have been lots of wolfhounds around.
I'm having a chat with Chantel from Kansas. You're on this beautiful, beautiful tour with this lovely dog. Tell us about the breed, tell us about your dog.
So it's an Irish wolfhound, and all I really know about them is that they're gentle giants, and I love them.
So you absolutely love them. So you thought, yes, I'm going to book on this tour. How did you find out about it?
So my sister found it. We were Googling things to do in Dublin, and she found it. And I was like, dogs, I'm in. Let's do it. I don't think I could afford to have one, so that's why I really like this experience, so that I just get to love on one for a little bit and then give it back.
Now, this is a modern Irish breed. So this breed's anything from 180 to 200 years old. Some people would argue that the original Irish Wolfhound is in the breed. Some would argue it's not. But the old one would have been a lot more aggressive and a lot more functional. These dogs, as you know, are very gentle. They're known as the BFG, okay, the big friendly giants. You do not want one of these dogs aggressive. Okay, they're just big, too big and too strong. Okay, in fairness, they have been out of work a long time. Okay, so they just are bred now to look the part and also to be a big pet.
I'm having a chat with AJ. How old are you?
13.
You've got a big, beautiful Irish wolfhound here with you. Mm-hmm. Would you like to take him home with you?
No, I'm a cat person.
So you prefer cats?
Yes, but I've always grown up with dogs and like large hunting dogs in my family. So I'm kind of used to having them around constantly.
But you still like him, and earlier on I noticed he, you know, came over and rubbed up against you. He wanted his tummy rubbed.
Yeah, I love dogs. I love all of, like, sorts of pets.
So he's beautiful. I'm just holding on to the lead here. Strong. You really have to hold him tight.
Yeah. So this one's Tara, actually. It's a girl. But yeah, she's pulling me around quite a lot.
They are absolutely beautiful. How much do they eat?
to ease anything from like up to a 15 kilo bag a day. So if it's dry food, about a kilo a day, and then if it's wet food, about two and a half kilos a day.
And you know, we're just on the tour, people keep stopping, they're saying hello, we've got tourists coming over, they're all saying hello. How do you deal with all that attention?
Ah, no, I'm a people's person, so I enjoy it. It's all positive. It's a nice, it's a lovely thing, you know. So, and it's great to share, to be able to share.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.